And let's do one on Brandy Allen, B-R-A-N-D-Y Allen, A-L-L-E-N, 42877. Patient comes in still for a follow-up of opioid dependency. Last time she was here, I increased her Suboxone to 70 a month because she's waiting surgery on her right ankle. Patient has seen the orthopedist and told him that the hardware needs to come out. And they're in the process of getting that scheduled period. Nipergap, she's alert, she's awake. She doesn't appear to be overdosing on medication. No sign of misuse or abuse. Noted allergy, penicillin, surgery, hysterectomy, C-section, appendectomy, medical problems, opioid dependency, and then chronic right ankle pain, which is new, and she's going to have surgery for that in the next 4 to 8 weeks. Last period, 2011, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's a caretaker. Patient's PDMP and urine tox screens are reviewed up to date. No need to repeat today. She's alert, she's awake, oh, allergy, penicillin. She's in no distress. COVID immunization, none, by the way. 148 pounds, 99%, 97.8, 16, 61, 111, over 75. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs and clear abdomen softness, which every skin shows no rash there. Ankle is wrapped up on the right side. Number one, right ankle pain. Number two, opioid dependency. Number three, continue with Suboxone 8/2. Number 70 a month for now. Number four, she did not tolerate Neurontin. Number five, once again, PDMP and urine tox screen is up to date at this time. I've discussed this with patient in the past. Next number return in 1 month. Next number will return patient back to the previous Suboxone dose after she has her ankle surgery. Thank you.